Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Radio Capicu, the first Latino talk show on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. ¿Qué pasa, mi gente? This is George Torres, the Urban Jíbaro. You're listening to the Capicu Show. And for those of you who are just tuning in, know that this is not our regularly scheduled time. This is an emergency virtual town hall meeting to be able to help people get certain information pertaining to the hurricane relief efforts in New York City. I am joined tonight by Naboricua Gades, who's part of Team Capicu. She's one of our hostesses and one of our most dedicated and long-term volunteers, been with us the whole ride for the last 5.5 years. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, George. How you doing? Buena noche, mi gente. I'm sorry. My mind is just all over the place with this thing. How's it going? How you doing? How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling fine. Obviously, you already know why we're here. We had a couple of meetings earlier today. And what's really happened, mi gente, is that we've gotten an overwhelming amount of emails with people asking us to promote certain relief efforts or to push them through the network and whatnot. And, you know, obviously we're all dealing with this personally in a different way. My team hasn't been able to collectively really get together on this based on all the different things that are happening with us personally. But one thing that we do have is a beautiful audience and a very strong community of leaders and activists. So what we decided to do is we decided to put together these emergency virtual meetings using our normal radio station, which is Blog Talk Radio, where we broadcast Monday nights from 9 to 11, and use this as a platform to be able to share this information with anybody anywhere who is interested, who has family in New York, people who are in New York. I encourage you to go refresh your page now if you're listening so that you could go into the chat room. And you could participate in our conversation and also share links and things of that nature. The number for tonight is 646-716-7745. Again, that number is 646-716-7745. What we're going to be doing is talking to you guys, finding out what's going on in your neck of the woods, find out any community organizations you're currently affiliated with, or if you're a victim and you have needs. If you have any particular type of need, we will try to take your information down and connect with you offline to kind of connect with our community and find out who could help you in your situation. This is a very serious show. We're not going to be having any other topics other than the hurricane right now. This is what people need. This broadcast is going to happen every night this weekend from 8 to 10. This will also be available immediately after the show as a podcast, so that you could download it to your iPhone, iPad, smartphone, or your home computer, and you could listen to it and get the resources. We're also going to put together a blog post on sofritoforyoursoul.com to be able to get some of that most pertinent information out to you folks. I'm sorry that this is so disorganized, but the truth is that, you know, there was no way for us to foresee this, and this is something that we've never done before. But I promise you, as time goes on, we will be, getting more information and more important information out to you. Anybody who's interested in calling in, again, the number is 716-7745. So, Lisa, you live in the Lower East Side. We'll start
yes,
there. Describe pretty much, I mean, you know, I know we've seen everything on the news and the pictures and everything, but from a resident's perspective, being part of the community, tell me what you're seeing out there right now.
Well, I kind of bunkered up in the, I found refuge up in the Bronx because there was no way that I could stay down there. I have children, and without power and heat and hot water, I didn't even have gas. I had nothing. So it was going to be very difficult, and then work demanded that I be back to work on Wednesday, which I didn't go. I ended up going yesterday and kind of got in trouble for it, but they come to me for that day anyway. But it's a very difficult situation. There are a lot of children on the Lower East Side, and, you know, as it is, the people in the Lower East Side, it's not news that people, you know, they're not doing all that great financially to begin with. You know, a lot of people are struggling financially. They, you know, a lot of people on welfare or whatever the situation is. It's not easy. Just living in Manhattan alone, especially with the gentrification that's going on in the area, the prices are spiking in food, rent, everything. So the little bit that we struggled to get and to maintain our family was gone, because without the energy, all the food went to waste. Resources didn't come around that fast. And there are a lot of babies. You know, there was milk that was needed, food that was needed, water that was needed. I don't think a lot of people in my area, because I live in Alphabet City on 13th Street and B, I don't think a lot of people in the area really took it seriously. A lot of people that I've spoken to right before the hurricane hit were saying, oh, they hyped it up they're hyping it up like they did last year, and Irene didn't do anything in the area, and we're going to be fine. And for some reason, I just felt like we were not going to be fine. And so we try to prepare ourselves. We bought the candles and the flashlights and the batteries and, you know, everything that we needed. I filled up buckets and barrels and everything with water because I didn't know if the water was going to be shut off. So I'd never been in a situation like that. And I just come back from Puerto Rico, and I was up in the mountains where water was shut off. So I kind of, that was fresh in my mind, how to prepare for a situation like that. So I'm trying to get out there to witness this astronomical event. And, you know, I was doing some video, I was taking some pictures, I was posting it on Facebook. And then in one moment, I went, in the early evening, I stepped out onto the stoop to smoke a cigarette. And all of a sudden, when I'm looking down the block towards Campos Plaza, I see the ground glistening. And I'm like, why is the ground glistening? And when I go down and I'm walking to the corner of the block, it's water, it's waves. And I was like, oh, my God, it flooded. The FDR was completely covered. The water had passed through, you know, all of the park area, D and C, and it was coming towards B. And I'm like, that's it, we're fine. We're screwed. It was insane. Because I had walked over to the block, I walked in towards C, not like one third of the way, and I'm trying to, you know, take video and pictures. In a matter of a minute, my feet were covered in water, and I wasn't in the water. It was just in one minute, my feet were covered in water. It was rising fast. I was like, okay, we're in trouble now. And I honestly thought that it was going to come up.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm starting to get the first couple of bits of information in. And I just want you, in the meantime, while I'm doing this, I would pick up on the next feed that you find in the go into our private planning chat room and just pick up one of the next links so we can get through this. Okay, so the first thing is the most urgent need that's happening right now is obviously food and water. You know, besides shelter, and we'll go over shelter in a minute, but residents struggling with the lack of food in areas without power can get supplies starting Thursday afternoon, which was yesterday, courtesy of FEMA, and these are some of the places that you'll be able to get it. These deliveries will take place between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and excuse me, and on Friday, Saturday, 9 to 1. So these locations are the following, and we placed the link in the chat room. If you're not, if you're listening to us and you can't see the chat room, just refresh and scroll to the bottom of the page. The Manhattan locations are Chelsea Park, which is 27th Street between 9th and 10th Avenue. Vladik Playground, which is in the East Village, which is 10th Avenue between Avenue C and D, which is not far from you. Smith Playground in the Lower East Side is Catherine Street between Cherry and Monroe. Hamilton Fish, Lower East Side, Pitt Street and East Houston. Confucius Plaza, which is Chinatown, is at the Bowery and Division Street. And the Grand Street Settlement Houses, which is in the Lower East Side, they're only offering water at that location, and that's at 413 Grand Street at Clinton Street. In Brooklyn, we have the Surf Avenue Playground, which is in Coney Island, West 25th Street and Surf Avenue. We have the Red Hook Coffee Park in Red Hook on 85 Richards Street. I do not have a cross street, so if anybody does know where the Red Hook Coffee Park is, please put it in the chat room so that we could forward that information to give a more direct location. Again, that's 85 Richards Street. In Queens, we got Redfern Houses in the Rockaways. As you know, Rockaway got hit really hard. All my friends that live in Rockaway were displaced. There was not one single person I know that did not get evacuated from their home and hasn't suffered some damage. The Redfern Houses are located on 1462 Beach Channel Drive. That's on Redfern and Beach 12th Street. Also, the Hamel Playground in the Rockaways, Beach 84th Street and Rockaway Beach Boulevard. Conch Playground in the Rockaways, Beach 51st Street and Rockaway Beach Boulevard. And then we have Hallett's Cove in Astoria, which is Vernon Boulevard and 30th Road, right off of Astoria Boulevard. I'm not really sure what that means, but Hallett's Cove in Astoria looks like it's on 30th Road and Astoria Boulevard. And then we have Staten Island. Staten Island, who's gotten a lot of attention today because it seems that nobody's really paying that much attention to Staten Island and the Rockaways, for that matter. But we have the parking lot on the corner of Mill Road and New Dorp Lane. You have Yetman Avenue and Highland Boulevard. Governor Cuomo announced the deliveries late Wednesday, nothing later than the first meals arrived in the city Thursday morning. Bloomberg also said that 400 National Guard members as well as 24 staffers from the Salvation Army would help in that delivery effort. The first plane into JFK was Thursday morning, carrying supplies and personnel that was requested. That's the first bit of information I have in terms of where you could pick up food and water. All those locations have food and water, except for the Grand Street Settlement Houses in the Lower East Side, which is water only as of this time. So, Lisa, actually, you know what? Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I do have a call.
I replaced your DNA link because the one that you just posted, for some reason, it wasn't opening. Maybe it's on my end. I don't know, but I just put up another one for the same website.
Okay, I got one of our other Team Capicu members on the line, Vanessa. She's located out in Jersey. Vanessa, you there?
Hi, how you doing, George?
I know you have a bad connection and everything, but I was wondering if there's anything that you could share with us in terms of what's happening in Jersey.
Well, Jersey's pretty big, so what I have is some general resources. What I'm trying to do is look up phone numbers as well in case people don't have internet access. But the best websites that I've gotten so far, the first one is nj211.org.
I'm sorry, hold on one second. Lisa, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
As she's rattling those off, can you go into the chat room and just kind of post those? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. I'm trying to get another window open just to make sure that I get the right website.
Thank you. Vanessa, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Vanessa. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. So nj211.org is a great resource for social service information. You can dial 211 or you can call toll-free at 877-652-1148. Now, if you go to the main website, there's a link that says Hurricane Sandy Notifications and Recovery Resources at the bottom. If you click on that, you'll get all of these links to shelter, food, gas, what have you. There's at least 15 different links, missing pets, municipal announcements, water warnings, et cetera. And they also have a email at info at nj211.org, I believe. Another really good website is ready.nj.gov. I believe it's run by the OEM. If you go to ready.nj.gov, you're going to get information for a lot of different links, including the Department of Transportation, Transit Turnpike Authority, Red Cross links, and New Jersey local county emergency management contacts. The last website for Red Cross is redcross.org. Now, if you go on your phone or tablet, go to the bottom where it says go to the full website, because from there you can link to Find Help Now. You can also call their national headquarters at 1-800-733-2767. Now, if anybody wants me to look up any specific information for a specific county, I'm not giving it now because we have 21 different counties in New Jersey, but I have the websites up, so if somebody wants an address or a number for a specific city or county, I will do my best to find it.
Yep, and besides the number that we're giving out tonight for call-ins, you could actually reach the Capicu, the Radio Capicu emergency line. It's area code 951-2-HIVARO, 1-951-2-HIVARO, and I'll find out what that number is exactly in a couple of minutes, and I'll give it out again. But that's a voicemail line. If you have any immediate needs, you could actually call that number. The area code is 951-2-HIVARO. Okay, and you can call that number and leave a voicemail for the team, and we'll try to get any resources that we can to you or connect with you in some way, shape, or form. I'm just saying it again and again because this is going to be available on iTunes and on download on this website after the show so that you could share it with people. So, again, if you need to reach us pretty quickly, that number, again, is 951-2-HIVARO. For call-ins right now, we have 646-716-7745. Vanessa, thank you so much. I'm going to get to another call because we have calls piling up here. But I thank you so much. Are you going to hang on the line, though?
I'm going to stay on the line. And like I said, if anyone wants me to look up anything specific, I'll do my best to find it.
Okay. And if you could just raise your hand, you know how to press the button to raise your hand. I could just come back to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Lisa.
Yes.
We also, from Jersey, we have Steve Jimenez, who's a business owner in New Jersey. Okay. He has the Bittersweet Stop candy shop in Jersey. What's up, Steve? How you doing?
What's going on, guys? How's everyone holding up?
We're holding up all right. Lisa?
Yes.
Talk to Steve. Get his information. I'm going to jump in the back room and talk to some of the people on the offline and just make sure that they're ready and queued up, okay?
All right. Not
What's
a problem.
Going on?
No problem.
What's
hey,
up, Lisa?
Steve.
How
are
you
doing? Congratulations on your business.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How do you make out during the storm?
We did well. We didn't get a lot of the wind damage. We got a lot of the flood damage and the power outage, and that was basically the bulk of that in the Lower East Side in my area, and so we had to bail out because of that. But thank God it's restored right now. It's kind of difficult for me to just be in, you know, really happy that I have my services restored and I can go back home knowing that many people still don't have services and many people don't even have homes to go back to. That's really heartbreaking. So it's kind of a bittersweet feeling for me right now, almost kind of like guilty that I'm really happy that I get to go back home. But, you know, there's a greater need out there, and that's what we're here for.
I'm actually back. Steve, do you have any resources you want to share real quick before we go to the next caller? Because we do have a couple of people holding.
No, actually, you know, I don't want to tie up the line and keep you guys from sharing resources, but I commend you guys on doing this. And George, if you're going to do anything for fundraising efforts, please let me know. You know, I'll listen this evening and support however I can.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
No problem. Okay. And Steve, I'm sorry, Steve.
What's up?
Before you go, we're going to be doing this every single night from 8 to 10 until further notice.
Sounds good. This
so
is a great
idea.
If you find
really anything at all, just come jump on the call and just let us know, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so the next person I have on the air is Roxana Colorado, who's one of my Facebook friends. Roxana, how are you?
Hi, good. And yourself?
I'm okay. You know, as well as can be. what part of New York or New Jersey are you calling from?
Well, I live in Jersey City, but I'm stranded in Queens. I'm lucky to have family that I could have stayed in because Jersey City, you know, as you know, it's flooded and my house has, like, no electricity. So I'm, like, really grateful to be able to count my blessings. But I'm really excited about you doing the show because, it's providing people information. It's a great platform to do that. As you know, I have the Dare to Be platform on Facebook, and basically I'm the founder of this organization where we work with numerous nonprofits, corporations, and individuals to accomplish philanthropic goals. So right now what we have going on is we're notifying everyone about everything, and one of the things that we want to tell people, kind of clarify, is to not give up, because a lot of people are signing up with the American Red Cross and New York Cares and all these other numerous organizations, but they aren't hearing back. And the reason that that's happening is that the organizations are basically assessing the situation, because right now the people that are in there working, as you know, is for immediate disaster relief. And those are our people in uniform, whether it's paramedics, FDNY, or, you know, the NYPD. And the volunteers that are there have been trained by the American Red Cross for disaster relief and by FEMA as well. So those people are hands-on right now getting involved. And then New York Cares and other organizations are basically right now assessing the situation as to what's the most impactful projects that they could create for individuals that aren't trained, that can get in there and help out. What we do tell people is there's a lot of people very anxious to say, you know what, I'm going to grab rigs and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to help with the debris and so forth. And we tell people to be very careful with that because, as you know, there's a lot of situations that are still very dangerous for individuals to get into. So we're trying people to be extremely careful with that. It's great that you want to help, but we want to be very savvy about how we're helping. Right now, the locations that are in desperate need of assistance are the actual evacuation centers. They started with over 50 locations and now have merged into about a few in each location. They're all over New York City and New Jersey. And basically the way that works is that you're able to look up the links. We have them all available on our page as well, but NewYorkCity.gov has a website for all the shelters in New York City, emergency shelters. And you could go to those. You simply just show up and sign up. They have 4-hour and 8-hour shifts that are taking place, and those are the direct places that you could be able to help. Another big thing right now that they need are clothes. I just spent last night until 1 a.m. in the morning at one of the evacuation centers in Queens. And I've been doing this around the world, and, you know, to see it in my own country, because, as you know, I went to Chile and I helped with the devastation of the
earthquake. Yes, I remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah, so I saw things hands-on, you know, with the destruction of the earthquakes and these families. And to see it in my own hometown, it's, like, really overwhelming. And so we're trying to do everything and anything we can. So it's very sad. Like, we were there, and the kids are confused, and they're so scared. And they're just like, Mommy, why can't we go home? And where's my teddy bear? And, you know, why can't I have my teddy bear? And all these other questions. And then some people came to the office where I was working with the organization, and they said, do you have a pair of socks? So things that we take for granted, you know.
Absolutely.
Many of us have thousands of socks, you know. We're like, oh, you know, and I know people are doing great things like collecting coats and everything to donate.
Even if they're mismatched. Even if they're mismatched,
like,
bring them in. Any clothes that you have. Roxanne, I want to interject really quick because I know that a couple of conversations came up on Facebook and Twitter today, and I just want to talk to people about this really quick. The Red Cross has the infrastructure to help people. I know a lot of people are very political, and they have all this knowledge, and they're very enlightened about certain things, and they have opinions on a lot of things. Understand that by dissuading people to give to the Red Cross, all you're doing is hurting your own people. The people need help. Your local churches, even though they are helping in places that the Red Cross is not, the Red Cross has the infrastructure to help faster. So do not dissuade them. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, JetBlue just contacted us and told us that they are actually matching dollar for dollar your Red Cross donations if you go through their page. I'm going to provide that link in a second. JetBlue's giving page has a situation. You know, they have a foundation set up for this, and anytime that there's an emergency, they make contributions. So if you make your Red Cross donation through JetBlue right now, that donation will be doubled up. So that's dollar for dollar. They're matching up to 50 grand. So let's go ahead and max that out. To make sure that they can give us another round right away when they see the need. So please go over to Google JetBlue right now and find that page. It's JetBlue's Giving, and you know, give them the money. Red Cross has the infrastructure, so please do not dissuade people from giving to organizations that really have proven themselves in history to have helps people in these types of situations.
And you're absolutely right. I've worked with the Red Cross with several projects, you know, nationally and internationally. And even for Katrina, they had an actual base for everything. I think what it comes down to is whether people want to make a direct impact or a monetary impact. And a lot of people right now, because it's in their hometown, for the first time want to give more than just money. And the other concern also is that people don't know where the money is being allocated. And there's always this issue about, well, only X percent goes to the actual cause and a big chunk of it goes to the overhead cost. But you're right, they do have the infrastructure. They are the first ones that are in there. They do provide free training that people should take advantage of, you know, now that they're aware of this. They have free training for disaster relief, which is, like I said, the people that are in there now. So it's a huge thing. But for those people that want to make a direct impact, because that's the numerous emails I've been getting is, how can we help directly, you know, where do we donate directly? People need coats and all this other stuff and, you know, clothing, and that's what we're trying to provide information for people. Dare to Be, we focus on making that direct impact, working with these organizations such as the Red Cross.
Thank you so much.
So that's really, really important. So you're right. I agree that, you know, if people could make the monetary donation, it's really simple, it's really quick, and it does help, and, you know, they're there first.
And especially our audience. Our audience is not just based in New York. We have a global audience. We have a lot
exactly.
of people in the military that are able to give. We have people that are out west, and in the islands that could give. We have even people in Latin America that listen to the show on a regular basis that are deployed military.
Right.
You know, if you can help, you know, Red Cross, again, JetBlue is matching dollar for dollar if you go through their site. Just, you know, do whatever you can. I mean, you have family in New York. You have friends in New York, New Jersey or Connecticut. I mean, you know, even Ohio.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Red Cross is the most legit, most effective organization that you could donate to if you're not directly here. But those here in New York, we have several things that are going on. And one thing that we're really excited about, like I mentioned right now, a lot of the organizations are trying to figure out what's the best way to get people involved. And Dare to Be has already created a program that we're kicking off tomorrow. And basically, as we all focus on restoring our great city, we're focusing on also restoring hope with the families. As I mentioned, the kids are scared and confused. So what we're doing is that we're going to be visiting each of the evacuation centers and emergency shelters in New York City and New Jersey. We're starting off tomorrow with Queens, where we're going to be going to New York and Queens College. And we're going to be providing them our activities. These are activities that we usually entertain kids with during our holiday meals every year. We provide face painting, balloon animals, tattoos. Like, it's just a whole sort of entertainment to kind of alleviate the pressure and to kind of let kids be kids in this environment. Because if you see the shelters, it's just really, really overwhelming to see how you just have, like, thousands of cots laid out for them to just lay in.
Absolutely.
So that's what we have going on directly now. And, you know, we could send you that information as well, because we've been recruiting volunteers, and that's very direct impact. You're working directly in the shelters with them as well. But, yeah, definitely I tell people sign up, you know, for New York Cares and Red Cross, and we have the links for those as well. We have another one for Recover on the Lower East Side. And they're not contacting people right now because, like I mentioned, they're busy right now trying to assess what's the best way to use these helping hands. And as soon as they have those projects launched, they will be communicating with everyone. So we just ask everyone to be patient.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, they could go to the evacuation centers and just provide a helping hand.
Yep. And we have a bunch of information that's just pouring in. I'm getting it from Facebook, Twitter, everything. Roxana, thank you so much. If you can, just go into the chat room and just put the links to Dare to Be so that we can have that available to us.
Perfect.
All right.
And keep up the great job. That's
I appreciate it. Right now, we don't need praise. Right now, what we need is people to go out there and really just help. And we could, you know, we could all pat ourselves on the back when we see the impact. But right now, we just need help. I thank you
so
much.
Sharing information is key, so thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, we'll be here every single night for the next couple of days until we feel like, you know, the situation has subsided somewhat. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So the next person we have on the line right now is another Team Capicu member. We have Jamaida Martinez, a.k.a. La Sensacion, the co-host of the show. Jamaida, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So how are you feeling?
Yeah.
you know, usually I start off the show and it's happy-go-lucky and chipper, and I'm happy, you know, but there's a lot that needs to be done. So until that stuff is going, I don't think I'm going to be feeling okay, you know?
Absolutely. Now, you're originally, I know when I met you, you were in Staten Island. So have you heard from your family and friends in Staten Island? What's it like?
I have. Thankfully, we've been blessed and we haven't had any injuries, any major loss. Some are still without power. We have had classic cases of people running out of gas and having no, you know, and that's just something that's been going on citywide, unfortunately.
I do have an update on that, actually, and I don't know where I have it right now, but I just did hear that the military is actually drop shipping fuel to the New York area. So I just heard that. I'm sure if you Google it or if you go on Twitter feeds or whatever, you'll see the information everywhere. But I just want people to know that, you know what, it's not worth it. I saw three fights today in the gas station in front of my office. It's not fresh, you know. This is not the time to be fighting and getting locked up and taking emergency responders away from the real crises. So please just act civilized, be human, please, people. I mean, we don't need this right now. I have to share a couple of bits of information about Staten Island since I have you on the air. First thing is I got an email from – who is this from? I got an email from Ingrid Lelock. She says Staten Island needs help. They need gloves, garbage bags, blankets, sweaters, all clothing and batteries to this parish. The Church of St. Joseph's on 171st St. Mary's Avenue in Staten Island, New York. Their phone number is 718-816-0047. Again, that number is 718-816-0047. And contact Mario if you can help. Mario's email address is mario@cspya.org. Again, that's mario@cspya.org. And that is the Church of St. Joseph's in St. Mary's Avenue, Staten Island. Congressman Nadler and NYU have an urgent need for volunteers to help deliver 1,600 meals tonight to people without power in the NYU community. Volunteers are needed ASAP. So anybody that's down in Manhattan, that's in walking distance of Washington Square, are needed ASAP. Please meet in the lobby of 3 Washington Square Village. The entrance is right off of Bleecker Street, east of LaGuardia Place, across from Morton Williams Supermarket. Okay? That's the that's the next thing. If you're in Brooklyn, if you're without power, water, hot or cold, heat or internet, go to 83 Wyckoff in Bushwick, Brooklyn. I don't know what that is. I guess it's some kind of shelter or some type of refuge. So if you need, you know, water, power, heat or internet, 83 Wyckoff in Bushwick, Brooklyn is offering space to you. I also have the Frazzati Fellowship. They need your help. They've been asked to gather a team of cars or vans that could deliver canned foods and supplies to people devastated by the hurricane. Would you be willing to volunteer your car in time to pick up these items from Catholic Underground tomorrow at Our Lady of Good Counsel? Unfortunately, they didn't tell me where the Lady of Good Counsel is, but their phone number, you could talk to Nathan. That's 917-309-4857. And last but not least, the Yorkville Common Pantry will be preparing ready-to-eat meals for fellow New Yorkers. YCP will be preparing over 5,000 brown bags, 2 sandwiches, granola bar, chips, and juice on Monday and Tuesday and delivering them to the Lower East Side, Staten Island, Red Hook, Coney Island. A number of YCP-related volunteers will be in on Monday and Tuesday, but we could use you too. YCP is located at 8 East 109th Street, just off 5th Avenue and 3 blocks north of TCC, which I don't know what that means. But we will begin sandwich making on Monday at 12 noon and go until 4 p.m., Tuesday from 10:30 to 2:30. If you're interested in helping out, please contact MichelleFitzgerald@gmail.com. Michelle, MichelleE, Fitzgerald, FitzGerald at gmail.com. And that's what I got from that particular email. Thank you so much, Ingrid, for your help. We appreciate it. And one last thing I want to do before I go to Lisa, because I know Lisa had another resource she wanted to give out. Is that correct, Lisa?
Me?
You're not ready yet? Okay.
While you're talking, I'm just trying to grab links and I'm posting it inside the chat room.
That's fine. I have one more resource, Long Island. All volunteer needs, donations, drop-off locations for Long Island can be entered at http://longislandsandy.crowdmap.com. Longislandsandy.crowdmap.com is actually a central location set up by some people from Long Island Tweetups, and that particular link would allow you to input links that are pertinent to Long Island and volunteer efforts and requests for help and things of that nature. So, again, that's longislandsandy.crowdmap.com. Thank you so much, Jeff Namnum, for sending that out, my Long Island Tweetup buddy, my neighbor. God bless him. I know he's right now with a bunch of teens trying to keep them occupied after, the devastation that Sandy unleashed on Long Island. Jemita, did you have anything else?
I did. I got this on Instagram, actually. Senator Andrew Lanza's office is loaded with supplies and waiting to be distributed. It's at 3845 Richmond Avenue, which is at the Pergamon Plaza on Richmond Avenue, Suite 2A in Staten Island. Please tell your neighbors, friends, and, there's a lot of drop-off, and no one is really going to get anything. So if you happen to know someone that may need the stuff but they're not able to get there, help a neighbor, help a friend go and get some stuff. There's a lot to be given out and to be distributed.
Yep.
I'm just trying to get that again. Staten Island, you said 3845 Richmond Avenue. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just lost the page. I will tell you right now. 3845 Richmond Avenue, Suite 2A.
Okay.
Suite 2A. And that's to pick up. That's for to pick up and to drop off things. So food, clothing, food and supplies.
Okay, awesome. Again, I just want to repeat the number. If you want to call in, or if you can, just tweet out the number so people could actually call in. The number here is 646-716-7745. This is a live broadcast of Radio Capicu, if you're just joining us. I'm so sorry. This show is actually going to be broadcasting 8 to 10 for the next couple of days, just until we get some of these emergency situations out of the way. We'll make a determination on a daily basis whether we're going to have another show. But in the meantime, the number here is 646-716-7745. If you have any information that you think can help somebody, no matter where you are, I know we don't have much information about Ohio. Lisa, if you could just kind of Google some Ohio information, because I know I have a couple of people from Ohio that we have that listen to the show regularly. I want to thank everybody that's helping out. James Peach McClory actually just sent me some information. He's going to be representing Latinos NYC, Raul, over there at the New Eurekan, in partnership with the Foxy family, tomorrow, Saturday 3rd, at the Church of God, and that's at 4432 3rd Avenue, Bronx, New York, on the corner of 184th Street, across from St. Barnabas Hospital, from 12 to 6. They're going to be doing collections there. They're looking for canned foods, water, diapers, blankets, lightly used clothes, and, of course, cash donations. If you have any questions about this particular event, you can contact Evelyn Torres, no relation, but definitely good people, and Miriam Quinn, and there is not a number for them, okay? But if you have any questions, you could actually Google them or just look for them up on Facebook. It's called Foxy Family. It's run by Evelyn Torres. She has an amazing community of people who just do good work in the community, just reach out to her there. If you have any questions, again, you could reach us, the Capicu team, at 1951-2-HIBARO. If somebody on my team can get me that actual number, that would be awesome, because I don't have a dial pad in front of me. My BlackBerry doesn't match up. But it's 1951-2-HIBARO. It is a Google Voice number you could actually leave messages on, and we will get right back to you with whatever resources you're requesting. Nessa just gave me another resource. If you're using Twitter to share gas information, use the hashtag pound or hashtag NJGas, and you will get updated information from people that are currently waiting on lines as to what the wait times are and where the gas stations are that still are operational. One last thing.
I,
I'm sorry, one last thing before I go on this and I give you a chance to give some more information out. The New York sports clubs are staying open 24/7 to offer hot showers to people who do not have hot water, who just want to freshen up and, you know, who have been helping out as far as first responders, et cetera. So if there's a New York sports club by you and you don't have hot water and you just need to, you know, maybe meet a couple of people and just kind of get out of where you've been holed up at, I would head over to the New York sports clubs so you could take a hot shower and maybe get a drink of water or something. All right. What else do you have, Jemita?
I want to share on our NewYorkCity.gov website, there is an ongoing, they keep updating it, of clean water and food distribution sites. Last time I checked, it's pretty up to date, and they're doing it day by day as to the times and the places that you can pick up those things from. I'm not quite sure what organization is sponsoring that with New York City, but they're all over in each borough. They have locations. So all you have to do is just go to New York City, NYC.gov, and put Queen or Hurricane Sandy into the search engine, and you'll find all that information.
Absolutely. And just for the people, like I said, I'm all about positive energy, and right now we need all the positive energy we can get. And I want to thank Jaime Maestro, who's been feeding us an amazing amount of information on why he's on the road helping people out. One of the things that I saw a lot of conversation about today that I thought was kind of a waste of time was people talking about the marathon. So just to clear the path of that conversation, if you haven't been paying attention to Twitter for the last hour or two, the New York City Marathon has been canceled, so it's no longer a conversation topic. Let's focus on the relief efforts. Let's focus on that kind of stuff. There's no use to talk about the marathon anymore. It's not happening. It has been rescheduled, or it's going to be rescheduled. So let's just keep it moving as far as that's concerned. I got the number now to the thanks to Nessa. The 951 number for Team Capicu is 951-254-2276. Again, that's 951-254-2276. This number is not for the live call-in show. This number is for any off-hours emergencies or needs that you may have, or any information that you want to get us for tomorrow's show. You can contact 951-254-2276 so that somebody from Team Capicu can get back to you with resources that hopefully will help you out. That number is a Google Voice number, so nobody's going to be answering it. It'll just be a voicemail, but I'll get alerts immediately, and we will have somebody from the team get back to you depending on what your requests are. Everybody has a different responsibility as far as the team, so I just want to, you know, put that out there. What else do we have? Lisa, do you have anything?
I have to apologize, George. I am so sorry. The internet crashed, and I had to, I'm trying to restore connection right now. But as soon as I do, I will start posting up the link for Ohio immediately.
Okay, no problem. I just want to thank all the different groups that are helping us out in terms of getting out the information and are feeding us information. People like Latino Rebels, Being Latino, Hispanic New York, East Harlem Journal. And again, I might forget a couple, and I'll definitely thank you guys later on. If I forget anybody, please forgive me. Hispanic New York has been very instrumental in getting out information to us, so I definitely appreciate it. Let me see what else I have here. I'm looking at all this stuff in real time, people, so excuse me. I'm sorry if it's, you know, not as smooth as a regular show, but this is really just about getting information to you guys so that you could know how to, what to do, you know, in terms of, all right, so here we go, Douglas says, here we go. All right, so yeah, this is actually really important because obviously there are people who need jobs above and beyond what's happening with the hurricane, but this is an incredible opportunity. Con Edison is actually looking for 900 immediate hire safety site inspectors. Basically, what they're looking for are people to place yellow tape around fallen tree sites and other hazardous areas. You must have your own vehicle, clean license, work boots. The shifts are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Background checks are waived right now because of the emergency, and this job pays $25 an hour. They're also looking for bilingual customer service reps. Any language plus English. So that means if you speak Creole, Spanish, Chinese, no matter what you speak, if you speak two languages, and Spanglish and English doesn't count, by the way, but if you speak any other language aside from English, you should definitely get in touch. That position pays $17 an hour. All these positions are open to the general public and immediate hires. Okay, the only thing is they're actually looking for letters of interest and resumes. So just make sure you have your letter of interest and your resume on point, and you can email that to D Sullivan, that's DSULLIVAN at winstonstaffing.com. DSullivan at winstonstaffing.com. I would move on that really quickly because Winston Staffing has been working 24/7 for the last 48 hours to fill over 1,000 positions. So these are 1,000 positions that are available immediately, and it'll probably grow as time goes on. But you need to get in touch with that ASAP, you know, because this is important. What else do I have here? excuse me. So DNAinfo.com is another source of information. We just gave out some of their information. But like Jamaida and Lisa both said, they're updating that information periodically. They've been very, very helpful in getting really good information out on the fly. They're turning out to be an amazing website. Jaime Maestro just wrote to me a little while ago and told me Governor Cuomo just announced several assistance bills, but including a tax waiver on gasoline. So when you do get through that line, when you do get through the line and you do get to a gas station, because some of the prices have gone up in places for reasons we will not discuss in this show, but they're offering some tax relief on it just to kind of compensate you for whatever you're losing out because of people's nefarious behavior. So if you are getting overcharged for gasoline, you could definitely complain about it and report it later on. They're not going to address it immediately, but right now what they are doing is giving you tax relief so that it won't hurt you more than it's already hurt you. Also, Jaime Maestro sent me a very interesting link. It's if your home or business sustained damage, you could apply for disaster assistance at http://www.disasterassistance.gov. Disasterassistance.gov is actually, from what I understand from last night, the president actually said that they were going to be giving people 100% reimbursement on anything that they lost in terms of their business and their home. So it's not 75% or 60% as it's been in previous disasters. They are doing 100%. You could also apply via the phone if you don't have internet access. That number is 1-800-621-FEMA. Which is 1-800-621-3362. And they also have a mobile website if you only have internet on your phone. That mobile website is m.fema.gov. m.fema.gov. The M is for mobile. That's their mobile site. You could also apply for a disaster loan from the U.S. Small Business Administration if you suffered any loss. That's www.sba.gov/content/applying-disaster-loan. And you could also email them at disastercustomerservice@sba.gov. Again, I know we're going fast and everything, but this podcast will definitely be available as a download in about 15 minutes after the show concludes at 10 o'clock. Yeah, I'm used to being on at 11, but until 11. But at 10 o'clock, I wanted to make the show a little earlier for those who are just getting home and whatnot. This show will be available as a podcast, so you can keep sharing it so people can have this information and have documentation. Again, we will be refreshing this information tomorrow, probably giving out some of the same information or updates of the same information from the same organizations. I'm trying to think of what else I have here.
Well, I wanted to also make mention that the MTA keeps updating their information, 511 for people who don't have information, access to internet, in getting, you know, to know what routes are working. It's been very hectic in the city trying to get around and trying to, you know, which is also part of the relief effort and moving forward and getting people back to work. So transportation has been a big deal, but MTA did announce that they're really much closer to having everything back to normal and fully serviced, and they're looking at as early as tomorrow morning to having almost everything back up. So that's really good news in light of everything that has been going on.
Absolutely. I think the MTA has been doing an amazing job in terms of keeping us informed. And also, everybody who has iPhones and Android, there's a lot of apps. If you just look at the code Hurricane or Sandy, there's a lot of apps that are popping up as developers are discovering new ways to getting information out there. Please just, you know, kind of look for that as well. One of our longtime listeners, Ariana, just hit me up in the chat room, and she says she hasn't listened to us in a while, but if we're still looking for gas, she's on 105th and Lexington. You know, actually, I guess it's on Lexington and 100th Street, but the block, the line is 5 blocks long, but there's still gas there on 105th and Lexington. So if you're looking...
If I may interject before you start going into other things, as far as the MTA is concerned, if you go onto through your phone or through the website of your desktop or laptop and you subscribe to updates like mobile alerts through MTA Alert, you will not sleep because they are so consistent with updating with all of the services that when they start to restore bus services and train services, they are extremely specific about what stop they will go up to, what, you know, like whatever line it is. If they're stopping only midway or whatever, they will let you know. If it's southbound, northbound, if there's any immediate changes, they will let you know immediately. They're so good with updating mobile alerts, so I highly suggest that if you really rely on getting around the bus or train, that you subscribe to MTA Alerts through your mobile, and that will really, really help out a lot.
Absolutely. I'm trying to get a link here.
I wanted to go to when you were speaking about the gas store. I know on Staten Island, the Costco on Richmond Avenue, as of this morning, still had gas, and I know has been really the consistent factor on the island, especially for those in Mid-Island, with having gas. Anywhere you go, it's going to be a 2 to 3 hour wait regardless. But the fact is that you're not waiting for, you know, no reason, or there's not going to be gas. I know that Costco gas region has been pretty consistent, and their prices have been relatively low compared to
considering everybody
right.
else, yeah.
Right. And also in Queens, on Queens Boulevard, the Hess station in Long Island City also still has gas, which is really good news for people, you know, in Midtown and in Manhattan trying to get gas, and people in Queens, period.
Actually, I want to update that information. HessExpress.com is a website for Hess. They are actually giving you a map of all their Hess locations with how much gas that they have and how much what the average wait time is. So
awesome.
Hess Express is updating that momentarily. Every couple of minutes they're updating that information, and they're keeping people abreast. And we're in New York, so there's a lot of Hess stations across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. So HessExpress.com, if you can Google that. Real quick, I just want to go into obviously there's a couple of things that have happened over the last couple of days, but I want to give a shout-out to Jaxenia Gomez, one of our Capicu supporters, part of the United Latino Professionals group. She suffered a complete loss of her home and whatnot. I want to thank Latism, Latinos in Social Media, for having a Twitter party last night. And Latism.org, you can go to Latism.org, and if you know a specific family that has a need, you could actually log in and answer a six question questionnaire about that family. And Latism members are going to actually go through those needs and try to address them accordingly. I know we raised some money last night. Jaxenia, we raised $1,000 to get some emergency clothing and things of that nature, because, like I said, she basically had the clothes on her back. So she's a sister of Hermandad de Sigma Iota Alpha, so I know her sisters have been trying to help her out as well. So big shout-out to them. And also, my brothers, Phi Iota Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, have a special brother fund. I know a lot of brothers listen to the show. That information for the brothers, I know that they already put in $2,000 from the national board, and there's money going in there as we speak. You can go to www.fiota.info. Go to our national website, and you can get more information. We are supporting the Red Cross Disaster Fund as well, but there is a special fund there specifically for brothers that the national body of Phi Iota Alpha has already funded, and we're continuing to take brothers' contributions throughout the United States and Latin America. So please go to fiota.info if you are a brother who needs assistance with this situation.
George, I just my apologies, but I'll actually have to get off early tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being on. Actually, I really appreciate it.
Of course. I just want to keep encouraging New Yorkers and residents of New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, Ohio, Pennsylvania, whoever's been affected. I mean, people are affected worldwide, not even because they've been here. This is a serious issue, an incident that happened for us. But as a fighting New Yorker, optimistic New Yorker, and a lover of my hometown, I'm keeping positive, and I'm making sure that I'm spreading the word. And that's the best thing that we can do now, is being hands-on and just keep spreading the word. So keep on, you know, pushing, spreading the word, and, you know, we're going to get through this.
Thank you so much, sweetie. I really appreciate it. Take care of you and yours. And
love
and
you guys.
We'll be on, like I said, every night for the next couple of days. All right?
Love you guys.
I do have some updates for Long Island and Staten Island. I have on the line right now Mo Crockmall, who is actually part of Long Island Tweet Ups, and he is the current editor, if I'm not mistaken, for socialmedianewyork.com. Is that correct, Mo?
Hey there, George. It's Social Media News NY.
Social Media News NY is the website, and Mo is a very active a member of the Long Island Tweet Up community. He is a professor, he's an editor, a writer, and he's just a really all-around nice guy. What do you got for us, Mo?
Oh, we're doing a couple of things. Just a really quick, Staten Island is in a mess, and we're trying to help out. So we've set up, and I'm speaking on behalf of Jeff Namnum, who's another good close friend and a colleague. He's working on a crisis map where you can go in and you can put where donations are available, where people need help. Folks can SMS into it, send their reports, and we put places where you can make donations, or if you need a place to warm up or get gas, we've created a tool that will allow people to put what information they know. It's a crowdsourcing tool, and it's been used all over the world, and we didn't see anything like that in our area. So Jeff has set up, and the URL is Long Island Sandy. crowdmap.com, and that's going up as we speak. You can go in there and you can send in reports, whether it's things that you might need. It's not for emergency help. It's just for getting the word out and trying to put everything in one place on a map. And for Staten Island, I'm managing that. It's a little bit further along. Jeff got his started a little early this afternoon. And mine is, good Lord, I'm snapping here, statenisland.crowdmap.com, real simple.
Okay, awesome.
And those are two places where the public can go in there. So we have things like where the Red Cross is putting the recovery vehicles. If you're going to be putting in, there's a lot of places where you can make donations on Staten Island. Looking for people who may have ice or food that they need or want to distribute, volunteers. We're all working on this. It's really a powerful tool, and we're making it available. Really, it's not for profit. It's totally free, and it's open to the public to use to sort of connect. It's giving the crowd a lot of power.
Mo, I can't express how thankful I am for you jumping on. I'm not sure if you heard the broadcast earlier. We did give out some of that information that you gave out earlier, but we're going to be doing this show 8 to 10 every single day until we feel like the immediate emergency has been addressed. So this is not, you know, I know that the show is normally a Latino show, and we have a lot of fun here, and we talk about a lot of things that are cultural, but this is a time for us to be human, and we want to connect with all of our neighbors, regardless of where they're from, and just help everybody out during this time. So I invite you and your community to continue listening for the next couple of nights, as we continue to address these needs in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Ohio.
You're doing a fantastic job, and if folks have any information that they want to share, you can reach me best on Twitter, and my handle is Crockmall, K-R-O-C-H-M-A-L, Crockmall, at Crockmall on Twitter. Send me it, and if we can help anybody, we're here to do it. We have a little bit of tech knowledge. I'm a, more of a nerd than a geek, but I'm glad to help anybody.
All right. And Mo, real quick, what are some of the hashtags that you see that some of the best resources are coming through?
Well, there's,
that's important.
Sandy, there's a lot of talk on Sandy. The one I've been really focusing on is Help SI, and that's for Staten Island. They're in a mess over there. They're not getting a lot of coverage, and so we want to help those folks. They're still digging bodies up, man. We're not even just beginning to see what a terrible situation they're on. That's not the lesson in the situation in New Jersey or on Long Island or even in the south end of Manhattan. But Staten Island's just sort of been getting the short end of the stick. But we're here to help anybody. The Rockaways, Breezy Point, you got information, we'll help get it out.
All right. So, Mo, do me a favor. Just DM me your personal contact information so we can connect tomorrow in the morning and find out if there's anything else that we could work on.
All right.
I'll be available all day tomorrow, okay? I appreciate your time.
No problem. Pleasure. You're doing great work. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Lisa. We do have Anhed Pena. Anhed, I need you to turn that down.
Gotcha.
You know, you asked me for something for Ohio. There's nothing coming up for Ohio.
There isn't. Okay, so that's something that we're going to have to work on overnight for tomorrow.
This is what's coming up. Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, North Carolina, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Virginia. You know, just in these surrounding areas, nothing.
Okay, so we'll get to that. Angel, I really want to get you on, but you have a lot of background noise. Let me see if it's cleared.
I lowered everything down. I'm still. You still hearing me?
I still hear a little feedback.
Okay, let me. That's the computer. Let me lower the computer then.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Hold on.
Deja vu.
I can hear the feedback.
Okay, how's that? It's off.
Oh, there you go. I'm Anhed Pena from Brooklyn. What's up, man? How you doing?
All right, how are you, guy? I just want to reach out to everybody and let everybody know. I'm a licensed electrician and I'm a builder. I've been doing this for 37 years. And if I can offer my services to anybody, I'll be glad to volunteer and help anybody to restore their homes, you know?
Okay, thank you. Do me a favor. Shoot me an email at radiocapicu@gmail.com because I'm sure I'm going to get phone numbers for that information.
Radiocapicu@gmail.com.
gmail.com,
okay.
Give me all your contact information. We'll add that to the resource list. We definitely appreciate it. Hopefully your rates will be reasonable.
No. At this point, I'm volunteering, man.
Okay. Oh, even better.
I'm volunteering, yeah.
Even better. Yeah. I definitely appreciate that. Do you want to give anybody your contact information here, or would you rather me connect people with you privately?
It doesn't matter. Either way, you know.
All right. So if you want to give out your number right now, then
shoot it.
Yeah, my number is 718-269-9191. My email is stargazer22601@yahoo.
Awesome.
Stargazer.
22601.
Stargazer
22601 at Yahoo. Okay. And I'm Pena on Facebook.
We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Life is not all about money, my brother. Sometimes you gotta, you know.
I know. I also respect people's right to make a living. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it that you do exactly? What are you volunteering? What
I'm a licensed electrician first and foremost, but I've been doing this for 37 years. So along the way, I've learned to do just about everything else. So I'm pretty good at everything else. I do plumbing. I do carpentry. I do brickwork. I do cement work. You know, I do it all.
Yep, I definitely think that there's a need for that. I think that the biggest need I've seen, even here in Long Island, has been people needing to have a licensed electrician check their system before their power goes back on, before
absolutely.
The circuit breakers go back
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
So definitely, I really appreciate your time. We'll definitely reach out. Email me at radiocapicu@gmail.com just so I have your personal information.
Yep.
And we'll reach out to you again. I have another update that just came through Vanessa from Team Capicu. There's another FEMA employment request for people to clean up. That number is 904-797-5998, and that's specifically for people who are interested in working, getting paid to help clean up. FEMA is actually employing those people temporarily to help in the cleanup efforts. FEMA is also offering assistance for food. As you know, many people in the city do not get paper food stamps anymore. They get what's called the EBT card. A lot of locations don't have power. They're not accepting the EBT cards because of that. And because of that, people who have money to eat are not able to buy food for their families. So FEMA is actually giving emergency grants of $300 in food stamps per family. As far as we know, it's only in New York, but it most likely would apply to New Jersey, too. I don't see why it wouldn't. You can contact FEMA at 1-800-621-3362. At Disaster Assistance 621-3362. The website is disasterassistance.gov. And the mobile number is the mobile address is m.fema.gov. So any three of those resources, you can contact FEMA to get information about getting emergency $300 food stamp grants that would assist you in making sure that your family has food during this ordeal until power gets restored in the next couple of days. Because again, bodegas and supermarkets locally that do not have power do not have the ability to charge for the food that they're giving away. So that's another great resource right there. I'm really overwhelmed. I really want to thank everybody who's calling in. The number again is 646-716-7745. Tell your story. Give us some resources. I'm not even on Twitter right now, but my Twitter is completely blowing up. I'm going to take a look at it in a minute to make sure if there's any good information that we could pass on. Lisa, do you have anything new that's coming on your end?
No. I actually don't. I'm just trying to put into the room the information that you've been giving me, and I was trying to find some other information in the area, but nothing that hasn't already been said.
Okay. I do have some information. De La Vega, our local artist, De La Vega Prophet, on Twitter, is saying Latinos were hit hard by the storm. Latinos on the Lower East Side, Bronx, West Side, near Tribeca, organized teams. They need bodies. I'm gonna send this call out to a particular group that I have a very close relationship with. That is the Latino Greek community, Latino Greek lettered organizations, fraternities, and sororities. Whether you're a FIOTA, whether you're a Lambda, Sigma Alpha, LTA, MSU, I don't care what organization you're with, your family, your friends, they're all affected. Please find it in your heart to organize teams of your organization and get out to places, even if it's your own brothers and sisters that you're helping. But we need help. We need help, and we need you to participate. I do have a domain that I've made available for previous emergencies and disaster relief. It's called LatinoGreekUnity.info. LatinoGreekUnity.info. If there's any Latino organization, FIOTA or otherwise, that wants to put together relief information on that domain, please contact me at radiocapicu@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to lend use of that domain during this time for you to motivate the college campus community. You guys are not in school right now, so you guys are manpower that we could definitely use in the streets, in the communities that you live in. Again, that website is LatinoGreekUnity.info. I own the domain. I'm more than happy to give access to anybody who wants to organize any kind of relief effort. Just contact me at radiocapicu@gmail.com. I'm just really overwhelmed by everything here. And again, I'm sorry, people. I know there's people who listen to the show normally, and we have a very upbeat type attitude and everything, and, you know, we're just kind of adjusting to what's happening right now. I have some more information. On Facebook, this is a Facebook resource, Gonzalez Family Hurricane Assistance and Auction Page. One of my fraternity brothers, Jason Gonzalez, put together a page. I'm going to read off what the page says. Countless families in New York City were adversely affected by Hurricane Sandy. This page is dedicated to one such family. The Ralph Gonzalez and Vilmari Negron Gonzalez had extensive damage done to their Staten Island home, and their car was totaled. Most importantly, the two irreplaceable things, the son Aiden and their daughter McKay, are safe and sound. So now it's time to rebuild, and you and your friends and family are here to help. Here's the plan. The page is set up for friends and family to contribute items that we could auction off to raise some money for all expenses that may help Ralph, Bill, Aiden, and Michaela to get this through this a little easier. You may be asking yourself, how can I help? Well, I'm glad you asked. Just visit the page, share the page. Again, that page is the Gonzalez Family Hurricane Assistance and Auction page. I'll have a link out for it later. It's a really long link, but it's Gonzalez Family Hurricane Assistance page. Jason actually works for a very popular fashion company, and I know that there's some items and stuff that he has that he's going to donate that are going to, you know, obviously help Ralph Gonzalez and his family, you know, get along, you know, a little easier. I'm trying to think here. I have like three screens going at the same time, folks. I'm sorry. The number here again, if you want to call in, the number is 908. I'm about to give out Vanessa's number. See how? Ay, Dios mío. All right. Where are we going to go from here? Yeah, Vanessa, LOL to you too. I got to take a breath. I just don't know what else to say. Here we go. Let's look through here. The drop of locations volunteer. Here we go. I'm sorry.
I'm reading that dozens of restaurants have been giving away free food, including the Dutch in Soho, Fort Defiance and Red Hook, Lone Star Taco at the South Sea South Street Seaport, Northern Spy Food Company in the East Village. These are restaurants that are giving away free food.
That's awesome. And you know what? Actually, I'll get this information in a couple of minutes. I'm going to have to sort through my my timeline. But there's also some Latino food trucks I know that I've been helping out, and I'll get that information in a second. Lisa, I want to give you a link. Actually, no, you know what? Let me see if I can find it here. One of our friends from out of state actually sent this to us, and I want to make sure that I – okay, so the blog is called thespiritwas.tumblr.com. I guess they have a – it's called thespiritwas.tumblr.com. It's the National Center for Transgender Equality Guide on Evacuation Safety. It seems that when areas are evacuated, there's some kind of inequality with people of transgender. I don't even know how to say it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be offensive. But people who are transgender are not being treated fairly. So they're addressing that. And you can get more information about that on thespiritwas.tumblr.com. You know, they said that people are being put at risk as a result of not being treated the same or being discriminated against. So it's very important that you guys, if that affects anybody in your community, please, you know, by all means, get that information out to the people who it's pertinent for. We'll definitely get it out to our community, as we do have people in our community that are transgendered as well. We don't want anybody being discriminated against in situations like this. Big shout out to Latino Noticias and Latino Rebels again for helping us get information out. I'm just looking through my Twitter feed here. Let's see here. We got the information for JetBlue. What was that website again for JetBlue? I just want to repeat it because we have new people that have joined us since we started.
I posted a couple of them. Let me go back up. There's actually
an update. While you're getting the link, there is an update. They're not only giving you they're not only matching dollar for dollar on the on the donation. They're giving you points if you're like a Miles member. They're giving you JetBlue points.
There's one that's called JetBlueGives.org. And if you go there, it'll say in the aftermath of Sandy, we recover and rebuild the Baltimore. La 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 la. Whatever. For every dollar you donate to the Red Cross, you'll earn 6 True Blue points. And they are matching up to $50,000 cash.
Yep, absolutely. So big shout out to JetBlue for that. I mean, I love them as a company anyway, but that's freaking awesome. That's you know, that's an organization using their platform to really do something for the people. Again, I want to give out the website to Latism. Latism.org is the largest Latino and social media organization. That's the largest organization and the first organization for Latinos in social media. Their website has a relief effort. They have a chip-in widget where you can go and chip in. The money directly connected to that particular chip-in is going to go to Latism members and communities surrounding that apply for the relief. There's a 6-question questionnaire on the site that you could actually apply for it. Tell them what your situation and your need is, and they're going to try to address it the best way they can. But in order for that to happen, we need to get people, applying for the grants. It's really important.
I didn't really read too well the link that I posted, and I'm really reading it now. And okay, so JetBlue is matching customers' donations up to the first $50,000 donated to the American Red Cross, and also offering the 6 points per dollar to their TrueBlue members. But also, Delta is donating $100,000 to the Red Cross, and United Airlines is matching up to $100,000 in donations.
So you know what? Where's United Airlines at? Where's everybody else at? Come on, let's have an auction here. Let's have a battle. Who can give more money to the people? Airlines definitely, they charge us a lot of money on those extra baggage fees. So let's get it popping.
But they're doing it through 3 charities: the American Red Cross, Feeding America, and AmeriCares.
Awesome. And one thing too, find out if there's any blood drives by you, because obviously, in the immediate aftermath of the storm, there was a freeze and a lot of blood drives were canceled. We have to make sure that, obviously that the blood banks don't run dry. There were a lot of people who need blood. That's a regular need that we have on a daily basis. But now with the storm having been affected, a particular part, a very populated part of the United States, that blood supply is running really low. So it's very important that we try to find whatever blood banks are open so we can get blood to people who need it. Nessa is also feeding me some more information. Nessa, you're freaking amazing. I love you. New Jersey Governor Christie has signed an order for gas rationing in 12 New Jersey counties, including Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Hunterdon, Middlesex, Morris, Monmouth, Passaic, Somerset, Sussex, Union, and Warren counties. All retail dealers of motor fuels will be required to sell only motor fuel for use in passenger automobiles bearing license plates. In other words, they're not taking generator. You can't come up with a can anymore. So you could only, I guess, if the last number on your license plate is an odd number, you could only gas up on the odd number days of the month. Odd number days also apply to plates. No numbers like vanity plates or plates with the last number even or as an even number. You could also fill up on even number days of the month. The gas rationing will last as long as the state of emergency status lasts. This order did not mention people filling up gas canisters. Also, people can still fill up gas canisters. He said people in gas stations who do not follow this order will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So, really good. I got to be honest with you. Governor Christie is really impressing me, and I know this is not political or whatever, but I really like the way he's been hands-on, and that man hasn't slept. So big shout-out to him. I don't care what party or who he supports or what he said in the past or whatever, people who don't like him, that's fine. But I like the way he's responded to this particular emergency. I think he's really shown a lot of character, and that the people of New Jersey that I know really appreciate his presence and the fact that he really gives a shit. I'm sorry. Excuse me. here we go. I have more information coming in. So last number and odd number. Okay, so we got that out of the way. What else do we have here? There's so much information. I just don't want to duplicate information that we've already gotten. Again, the number to call in is 646-716-7745. We still have about 40 minutes left in the show. We're here. I did get something from, hold on one second. I do have something here that I could share.
Oh no, Storm Forces blood drive cancellations.
Okay, so that there's a lot of cancellations, but I'm sure that there's somewhere in places that, okay, I got something here. All right, I got something here. Families in the Rockaways are in immediate and dire need of food, water, clothes, and a way to keep warm. Whatever you can contribute will be greatly appreciated. Where acceptable donations include non-perishable food, water, and cleaned or gently used clothing, coats, and blankets. Please bring your donations to any of the following locations below at designated days and times. Important, we will only be collecting items early on Monday morning. All donations should be dropped off no later than Sunday. East Elmhurst, the office of State Senator Jose Peralta. That's at 32-37 Junction Boulevard in East Elmhurst, New York, 11369. Their phone number is 718-205-3881. The drop-off hours are Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, tomorrow, from 10 to 1, okay? Another drop-off location is Elm Corps Senior Center, and that's located at 98-19 Astoria Boulevard, East Elmhurst, New York, 11369. Your contact there is Lorinda Hooks or Danielle Burton. Their phone number there is 718-457-9757. 718-457-9757. Drop off hours are Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday tomorrow 9 to 5. Okay, so that's a later drop off than the Junction Boulevard. Also at the Queen Center Mall, guest services on the level 1 of Macy's across from Applebee's on 90-15 Queens Boulevard. They'll be accepting donations there as well. That phone number, if you need information, is 718-592-3901. They will be taking donations during mall hours, so that's 10 to 9:30 Friday through Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 8 o'clock. So 8 o'clock is the latest drop-off at the Queen Center Mall. And there's also collection bins available throughout the mall. So if you can't find the Macy's wing across from Applebee's, there's a bunch of different collection bins throughout the mall, so you don't have to walk all over the place with your bags. Jackson Heights. We have the 82nd Street Academics, that's 81-10 35th Avenue in Jackson Heights, New York. The contact there is Dr. Tompkins or Reverend Davis. There's a third contact, actually, John Fiquette. The number there is 718-457-0429. And the drop-off hours there are Saturday from 9 to 2, so that's tomorrow from 9 to 2. Then we have 3J's Pharmacy. 90-12 Elmhurst Avenue in Jackson Heights, New York. The contact there is Agustin Rojas or Juan Guillandia. Juan. 718-424-0533 is the number. Again, that number is 718-424-0533. The drop-off hours that remain are 8 to 8 o'clock tomorrow and 8 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. We have a couple of more drop. I'm sorry. But this is the information that people are looking for. Make the Road, New York, 92-Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights, New York, 11372. That phone number there is 718-565-8500. 718-565-8500. The drop-off hours remaining are 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock tomorrow. In Corona, and I just want to make a note of something. These drop-off points are places that weren't adversely affected. These are places that didn't have as much damage, so these are pretty easy places to get to. There's not a lot of damage or traffic concerns, so you should be good getting to these locations. We have the Left Rack City Library on 98-30 57th Avenue in Corona, New York, 11368. The contact there is Eric Howard or Troy Rose. Their number is 718-592-7677. Again, that number is 718-592-7677. And their drop-off hours, actually, I'm sorry. Their drop-off hours were today till 7 o'clock, so we missed that. The Dominican American Society, DAS, an organization that I know well, 40-27 97th Street in Corona, New York. The contact there is Jana Henriquez. The number there is 718-457-5395. The drop-off hours are Saturday from 10 to 6. We have a couple of more, and that's it. The next one is Raices Senior Center, and that's on 107-24 Corona Avenue in Corona, New York. The contacts are either Antonio or Francisco. 718-458-7259. Again, 718-458-7259. And the remaining drop-off times are 11 to 3 p.m. I want to really thank, who was that sent this to me? Donnie Ponce. sent this to me. So I really do appreciate it, Donnie. We're going to get that information out to people as well. So it looks like Corona Queens and Junction Boulevard are really coming together. I know I don't have the information today, but I'll definitely have it tomorrow. I spoke to Jennifer Vanessa, who's one of our Team Capicu members, and she is coordinating a bunch of the Christian churches in the area to also. I know that a van of a bunch of churches in Queens and Brooklyn headed out to the Rockaways today to help out. They just went in vans, and they didn't really have an organization or contact info. They just really just jumped in their vans with gloves and ready to go with food and water, and they just were going to basically address needs as they saw it. So, you know, don't be afraid to do that too. You know, jump in your car. If you have gas, jump in your car and just go out to places that, you know, you feel that you could help a neighbor out. What else do I have here? I need a glass of water. For anybody who's actually joining us, we are going to be doing this again. You know, I just want to keep repeating this. We're going to be doing this again from 8 to 10 tomorrow, which is, what is that, November 3rd? November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The next 3 days, we're going to be doing this show from 8 to 10 again. I think that it's best for us to do it in the evening because that way people are home already and they're not actually out in the field doing what they're doing. So we want to make sure that the shows are done in the evening so that you can prepare for the next day as to where you're going to go and how you're going to direct your relief efforts. So we're going to continue to do these shows from 8 to 10 every single day until, you know, you. I guess the information slows down, you know, if it does. There is... And information about Rebuild Staten Island. I'm going to give this information out. And Lisa, if you could find a couple of things to talk about while I get a drink of water, that'd be awesome.
Well, we were talking about the blood donations and the banks and stuff, and I was saying how they were frozen, but I kept looking, and so you would have to make appointments. There are some available spots. You know, again, you have to make these appointments, and... I did a 25-mile radius, I believe it was 25 miles or 50 miles, I can't even remember, from my area code, which is in 50-mile radius from 10009 in Manhattan. And so there are specific dates for specific places, and they're anywhere from Hightown, New Jersey, at Knights of Columbus, Hightown Council, and I posted the link inside the chat room. There's Fairfield, Connecticut, there's Cedar Grove, New Jersey, and it just keeps on different places in New Jersey and in Connecticut. The next one closer to home in Trevor Day School in New York on 88th Street won't be available until November 6th between 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. But I posted the link with all of this information of the different places in the very many different areas with the time and the information of the place so that you can go ahead and call and make these appointments.
Awesome.
To donate blood.
All right. We have another website that was given to us. I guess there's a Staten Island website called giveforward.com. GiveForward.com is actually really focused on Staten Island right now, which is an area we all identified as being an area that needs a lot of attention because it's not getting media attention right now. So, and another thing, I got a lot of people from Twitter hitting me up. The Mapler.net website for gas stations is up and running again. It had crashed last night because it didn't have enough server space. That's www.mapler.net. /gas station. This was a link that I discovered yesterday, and I put it out. And unfortunately, it was at the Latism party, and we had more than a million impressions on the website immediately on Twitter, and it crashed. That website is giving you up-to-date information about places that have gasoline and what the average weight is and what the pricing is. So if you go to Mapler.net,
at the beginning of the show, you want me to repost it again?
Yep. Absolutely. All right, so hold on. And again, we put this together with very little time. So it's really hard. You know, we got this together in 2 or 3 hours time. So what I would really appreciate for those of you who are listening, if you could actually help promote this link tomorrow so people know about it. The main link is www.blogtalkradio.com/radiocapicu. If you just promote that link, they'll see whatever the next scheduled show is. If they log on to that page, it'll automatically take them to the live show in progress after 8 o'clock tomorrow Eastern Standard Time. We need to do a better job of getting people, getting information out to people outside of New York so they could help if they feel compelled to. Again, this is not bad considering that we've had a 2-hour turnaround on this website and on this show. But I would like to see a better job of us getting information out to people who need it and getting requests from people who need. So if you know somebody who has a particular need, again, you can call me at 951-2-HIBARO. And I forgot that number, but I'm going to get it right now from Vanessa. I have it right here. It's 951-254-2276. If you need to reach me or anybody on the team, Capicu, and you have any concerns, questions, or resources, and you cannot make the live show, you could leave us a voicemail at 951-254-2276. You could also let people know that if they cannot attend the live broadcast, they could download this by going to blogtalkradio.com/radiocapicu or by typing in Radio Capicu on iTunes, and you could download a free copy of the broadcast so you could have access to this information. There's a lot of great information that was shared here tonight, so we want to make sure that we get this information out to the people who it matters to the most. We're going to continue to share stuff. Throughout Facebook and Twitter, without a doubt. But some people actually need to hear, this resource so that they have yet another place to get the information out. This is a great platform. We have an incredible listenership. I want to thank Ariana Paciencia Matos. She definitely shared on Facebook. Everybody, Roxana Colorado from Dare to Be, or Roxy's Dare to Be, a group on Facebook. Being Latino, Latino Rebels, Hispanicize, all the different communities, the Latina Mom bloggers, everybody who's been helping us out and getting us information. There's too much to name right now, and I don't want to make this a thank you fest, but eventually we will thank all of you for your work and know that, you know, we appreciate you as we get through this.
If you come up with any more information, resources, churches, any information that's helpful, I have a very large network of people connected through Facebook. Please do not hesitate to go to my wall and just post like crazy all of the information, because guaranteed someone's going to see it. So don't hesitate to go to my wall, to Hibaro's wall, and start posting information that is vital for the people in need right now.
Absolutely. Real quick, I know it's a small thing, but, you know, these things matter. Alternate site parking tomorrow remains suspended in New York City, but payment at meters and other parking regulations are in full effect. So you don't have to move your car tomorrow if you're parked on the side that needs to get cleaned. But anything else is still in full effect tomorrow. Saturday, November 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., BB Catering will be at 3950 10th Avenue between 211th Street and Sherman Avenue, helping out people with food, collecting food and different resources for people, coats, clothing, and things of that nature. Thank you, Mimi, for sending that to me. What else do we have here? I don't know what they're offering yet, but an organization who I've worked with in the past, NACOPRU, which is the National Conference of Puerto Rican Women, their Manhattan chapter is actually getting involved in some relief efforts. You can see them at www.nacoprunewyork.org. That's NACOPRWNewYork.org. And you can find out what they have going on. Very powerful group of young ladies who keep it moving all the time. Another great resource for people who want to find out information about what's going on in New York City and New Jersey is Huffington Post. Very impressive online resource. Huffington Post has a lot of great articles and information on a regular basis. It's updated quite often, multiple times throughout the day. So that's another great resource. What we could do? City Harvest. City Harvest and Long Island Harvest are both organizations that you can give to. I don't know, Lisa, if you can get those links and put them out on the chat room, that'd be awesome. I'm also going to publish for City Harvest and Island Harvest. City Harvest and Island Harvest are two organizations that go around from restaurant to restaurant, getting food that hasn't been consumed at the restaurant and making it available to people who are in need. It's two great organizations. I've worked with Island Harvest on multiple occasions with Mo Croc Mo, who you heard earlier, and Jeff Namnum. We've done a couple of big collection events for them here in Long Island. But City Harvest does the same exact thing in New York City. So those are two
City
organizations.
City Harvest and Island, you said?
No, I'm sorry. City Harvest.
Yes.
And then the other one is Island Harvest, as in
Island.
Long Island.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they're the exact same organizations in different places, but they both do the same thing. They pretty much collect food that hasn't been consumed at restaurants, you know, prepared food that's been left behind from catering events and things of that nature, and they go ahead and they make it available to people who are in need the same day. So it's pretty good organization to be involved with. And they also support food pantries, which are really huge for people who have families that, you know, that need food.
Two different websites, and I pulled them both up, and I will be pulling them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just Island Harvest and cityharvest.com or .org, but just want to make sure.
It is cityharvest.org, and
okay.
It is islandharvest.org.
And I know we haven't done any promotion as to what we have going on, but I'll be honest with you. We have an event that's scheduled for November 16th at the Evil Olive Pizza Bar in Brooklyn that was originally scheduled for a Pal Pueblo toy charity event. It's been the decision of the Capicu Council that we were going to go ahead and we're going to shift the direction of that particular event. And if the event even happens, because we're not really sure if it's going to happen yet, depending on where we're at. But if the event does happen, it will happen as a result of it will happen to directly impact this particular cause. I believe that the organization that we're going to be giving our money to will be an organization called GoLES. That's GOLES.org, which is it's called the Good Old Lower East Side.org. And they're an organization who is the first organization I saw in the Lower East Side making things available to the people immediately after the storm subsided. So this is an organization that our good friend Maisha Morales, who's also a Team Capicu supporter, is involved with. She works with them. And I saw them firsthand getting involved in the organization of efforts on the ground before any first responders even hit the ground. This organization hit the ground. So we're going to benefit them if the event happens. We'll keep you posted on whether the event's going to happen or not. But I think right now the need is, to help these organizations that are grassroots that are hitting some of the cracks and crevices that, you know, other bigger relief organizations have not been able to reach. I think that's the biggest need right now. Here we go. Vanessa has some more information for us. We're still reporting power outages in New Jersey. PSE&G number is 1-800-436-7734. To report power outages and also receive info on water and ice distribution. It's very important that you report power outages. You may think that they know that the power is out because 10 of your neighbors reported it, but it's very important that they get the information from you and know whether there's any potentially down wires that are live and things of that nature. So definitely call your local power company, no matter where you are, and let them know that you don't have power and find out some of them have programs and campaigns to get water and ice and other, non-perishable items to you during this time. Also, you have JCPL, which is, I guess, the Jersey City Power Authority, 888-544-4877 to report down power lines as well and to receive instant warning messages from the state. Register to receive it at nixle.com. That's N-I-X-L-E.com. For New Jersey transport info, dial 511 or 511nj.org is the website for you to get information directly from New Jersey government as to anything, not just the hurricane, but, you know, anything that's happening in New Jersey, you know, silver alerts, amber alerts, weather-related stuff, MTA transit issues. Oh, thank you, Ariana. JCPL is Jersey Central Power and Light is the name of the organization. And I guess they handle one part of Jersey while PSENG handles another part. So, yeah, so their information is there. Every bit of information that's in the chat room today, I'm going to actually cut and paste into a blog post on sofritoforyoursoul.com. It's going to be under the community tab. So if you click on the community, it'll be the first post you see on the top. And I'm not going to add a blog post. I'm not going to get creative and write stories or anything. It's just going to be a transcript of all the links that we've shared here today. And, you know, obviously with the link to the blog to this podcast so that you could share it with people as well. But, yeah, we just want to make sure that we give as much information as possible. So this is not about, you know, looking good or anything. We don't have time to write blog posts and edit and things of that nature. We just need to get this information out to people as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Here we go. Garden State Parkway is completely open. Tolls reinstated. I also found out earlier today that the New Jersey Turnpike is completely open and tolls reinstated. The HOV requirement into New York City has been lifted. And most of the bridges and tunnels, with the exception of southern Manhattan, are open. But again, you know, if you don't have to travel, don't. You know, gas is very scarce out there. And if you don't have enough gas to go and get back, considering the traffic, don't even make it, you know, try to use, you know, local transportation, mass transit if possible. SJTE Atlantic Expressway is completely open. Here, what else do we have here? Nessa, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. You've given us a lot of New Jersey information. We really appreciate it. And I'm getting, you know, I haven't had a time to look, but on Twitter I'm getting a lot of private messages and on Facebook. People just thanking us for what's going on. NewYork.CBSLocal.com just put out a blog post a couple of minutes ago. Federal disaster unemployment assistance now available to New Yorkers affected by Sandy. So if you're unemployed and you need immediate assistance, there's resources on that website, newyork.cbslocal.com.
Oh, and yeah, I just posted some of that information as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just said that you posted it. I'm getting it from you. So that information is, and then also on top of that, in New Jersey as well, 8 New Jersey counties qualify for federal disaster unemployment assistance as well, and you can get that information on www.nj.com, which is newjersey.com. And then Ariana also tells me hoboken411.com is a source of information for people living in the Hoboken area. I'm pretty sure they have an updated list there of disaster assistance resources as well, as every local website is providing. I'm sure that Hoboken is taking care of their residents in the same way. We are actually about 2 minutes out of the end of the broadcast. I want to thank everybody who called in, everybody who took the moment to listen to the broadcast and to share information. I'm greatly indebted to you, as many of the members of the community who will benefit from this information are. Lisa, thank you so much for being on. Jomaida, the whole Team Kapiku family, there are a lot of people working behind the scenes and getting us information. You know, members of the core team and members of our supporting team. Vanessa, we love you to death. And she makes some mean rice and beans. I've said it so many times, but I just got to put that out there. Our friend Peach and Raul Rios from the New Yorican / New York City Latinos family. Too many people to name. We really do appreciate you. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. We'll be back. Oh, actually, no, we don't have 3 minutes. I'm so sorry. We have about 16 minutes left, actually. We're still taking calls. 646-716-7745. I know a lot of people's phones don't work, but if you're able to call in and you have resources available to share that we haven't shared yet, if you just have anything that you want to say, If you just need somebody to talk to, you know, call us up now. Again, that number is 646-716-7745. Big shout out to Papo Swiggity, who, while I was busy taking care of other urgent matters with my situation here, was able to get this the word out a couple of hours prior to me being able to do it. Again, this was done really, really short notice. The need came up because you, our listeners, our readers, and our supporters at our live show had a need to get this information. And it's impossible for us to answer all the emails individually and really kind of just work off an individual basis. We wanted to kind of crowdsource information using our resources and our communities and people that we're connected to. So this is a great, audio monument to what those relationships are like, because we have a lot of people that are really, really kind of, you know, pitching in and helping out. And again, this is not about Latino. This is not about our community. This is about us as humans and what we could offer our fellow people in our community. I'm getting more information from Ariana Paciencia Matos. Ariana, you should call in. Huffington Post, there's a new article, Cory Booker, Neighbors, Hurricane Sandy. Let me just take a look at that real quick in real time, because I'm just, wow. Cory Booker is another guy who I really, New Jersey politicians are really different breed. Cory Booker is actually inviting people into his home. His neighbors that have been displaced are actually living at the mayor's home right now. He's letting people come in, charge their devices, watch TV, and just kind of, you know, hang out while everything's going on. So big shout out to Cory Booker. I mean, I really like that guy. He's doing his thing. This is the guy who actually goes out and he freaking shovels snow for Antianitos on his block. So that's pretty cool. Okay, Ariana. Well, Ariana, we'll be back on tomorrow from 8 to 10, so hopefully we'll talk to you then. The open airports that are now open include LaGuardia, JFK International, Newark Liberty International, Stewart International, Teterboro, Essex County. I know MacArthur out here in Long Island's open. Obviously, there's definitely going to be service adjustments, so you definitely want to call ahead if you're planning to fly out or if you're flying into New York. You want to find out if your flight has been affected in any way. You know, just double check with your airline and whatnot. As far as Capicu is concerned, if you want to contact us on Twitter, our handle is @CapicuCulture. If you want to contact me personally on Twitter, it's @UrbanJibaro. La Sensación NYC, @LaBoricuaGares, @PapoSwiggity, our individual Twitter accounts. We are going to be using the hashtag Daily Sofrito to really kind of hone in on some of this stuff. So if you have a resource that you want to share with us, you could either hashtag Radio Capicu or Daily Sofrito so we can send it out to our community. You could also join us on Capicu Culture on Facebook and share information there as well. And also Sofrito for Your Soul has a fan page on Facebook, and SofritoForYourSoul.com, obviously the main hub of most of what we do. Is available with lots of resources, and we will continue to add stuff as it comes in. Ariana, thank you so much. What else? We have Bilal. Bilal actually sent us some information earlier. I just want to make sure we get this here. The New York Dream Center. Yeah, here we go. Donations needed to support a local relief station in Lower Manhattan. So this is in the Lower East Side, the Lower Manhattan area. It's called New York Dream Center. The items needed are matches, candles, gently used socks, coats, blankets, and quilts. Monetary donations can be sent to newyorkdreamcenter.org. I guess that's through PayPal. That's their address. Or you can go to the website and see if they have a widget or something of that nature. Or you can mail your checks to New York Dream Center at 245 8th Avenue, Suite 187, New York, New York, 10011. And their website, again, is newyorkdreamcenter.org. And thank you, Pilar Arroyo, who just recently got married. You know, God bless her and her family. She's a definite blessing in the community, a sister of a Latina Greek organization, and a pillar in the community. It's funny that her name is Pilar, but, you know, her and Sherilyn Ortiz, both Latina Greeks, and sharing information with us on a daily basis. Not just when the hurricane's happening, but on a regular basis, sharing great information. Lisa, do you have anything else before we start wrapping up?
No, I'm just really trying to scan the internet and my Facebook and just anywhere where I can pull out some additional information. I think right now we've covered basically just about everything that's out that's been obvious information. And it's just a matter of just searching overnight. The information continues to change as the situation changes in different areas, you know, with the power coming back in the Lower East Side. You know, now it's just trying to figure out who's still without energy and who's going to need more. This information will become available as time goes by. So just basically watching out for what's coming to surface and sharing that information, just gathering it and then putting it out there. Just putting it out there during the day as much as possible. We'll just continue to gather it as we spot it and then put it out there again during the show.
Absolutely. And again, you know, the show will continue as needed. For some reason tomorrow we only have an hour's worth of information to give, then the show will be an hour. We're going to end the show appropriately as far as what the updates are. You know, we're not going to keep you on the air just kind of hanging out here. We're going to give you the information and we're going to keep it moving. But just know that if for some reason you get on the you get to the website and the broadcast is not live at that time, you can download whatever we talked about between the 8 and 9 o'clock. If for some reason we shut it down a little early. But I'm pretty sure that we'll have a lot of people calling in and as phone lines start coming up and power lines start coming up. And some, you know, I already know people who lost their homes and already are out there helping other people because their situation stabilized. And God bless them for doing that. But, you know, it's going to continue happening that way. I'm sure that, you know, people who have been through it. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Cynthia Clifford. A really good friend. Her and her husband and her kids actually lost their home in the Rockaways as well. She's safe and sound now, but, you know, very very sad situation. I also want to report that a member of the Brooklyn community, a teacher named Jessica from the Bushwick School of Social Justice, unfortunately, her and her husband were killed in the hurricane. And they were walking their dog, I guess, just before the storm. I don't think the storm had fully hit yet, and they were hit by a tree, from what I understand. And you know, our heart goes out to that community who is definitely hurting of the loss of such a important person in the community. You know, so our condolences goes out to Jessica and her family for such a great loss. And again, she was a teacher at the Bushwick School of Social Justice, which resides where the old Bushwick High School used to reside, which is now divided in four different academies. And it's a school, actually, that we do a lot of work with in terms of mentoring youth. So we definitely, you know, our hearts go out to them. What else here? I have more transit updates. Open tunnels and bridges, George Washington, Gothels, Bayonne, Outer Bridge Crossing, and Lincoln Tunnel to Lincoln to Manhattan, mandatory 3-passenger minimum to anywhere below 96th Street and 6th, from 6 a.m. to midnight. Pass suspended till further notice. The PATH train is the Jersey train. Port Authority bus terminal completely open. Greyhound and Peter Pan are fully operational. New Jersey Transit has limited service. Check with them at 973-275-5555 or visit njtransit.com. And Nessa said that is the end of her transit update. I thank you so much, Vanessa. I can't thank you enough. I think we're going to end the show at this point. The best way you can help us, if you don't have any other resources to share with us or call us in tomorrow, is to basically share the information about the broadcast for people who haven't listened so they could download today's show or listen in tomorrow and share other resources and updates. That's the best thing that you could do to help us is just, get the word out, you know, especially to your people. Like I said, people who are outside of New York City, New York State, New Jersey State, who have family out here that want to help and feel paralyzed. I know there's so many people I've talked to, a lot of people that we raised money from last night at the Latism Party on Twitter. Were people from out of state that have family and friends here that wanted to do something and felt paralyzed, didn't know what to do. And obviously, as people who are influential in social media, they were looking at Latism as being a source of trustworthy information. So when we put out information, this is coming from people that are in our families, our friends, our community partners, et cetera. So this is pretty much concrete information that we're checking out for you and that we're giving you, and charities and nonprofits that are actually doing work on the field, not people who are just collecting money for, you know, invisible charities. So when I talk about Go LES or I talk about Fiota Alpha, if I talk about Capicu or any other organization that's collecting money, these are organizations that we trust, that we are working with, that we know what the impact is in the community. We're not giving you phantom charities to give money to. Again, it's always the safest bet to hit the Red Cross up, especially through JetBlue, Delta, or what was it? What was the other one?
Delta, American Airlines,
and JetBlue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are always the safe bets. I mean, if you're not sure about a particular charity in your area and you haven't seen them working, you know, that's fine. Go to Red Cross. Again, they have the infrastructure to take care of some of the needs.
Well, they're working through Red Cross, yeah.
No, what I'm talking about some of the grassroots stuff. If people are looking for monetary donations, make sure that you contact an organization that you've heard good things about, and make sure that you're not, you know, somehow duped into giving an organization cash when they're not going to use it for the purposes that they say they are.
I want to share some information really quickly if I can.
Sure, absolutely.
I know a lot of people know who Rob Vasilakis is. He is a spoken word artist for Grupo de Poetas, one of the co-founders of the group. He is also a marathon runner. And so he is encouraging everyone to get involved with some kind of relief effort. He is saying on his profile that they are collecting supplies for the Rockaways, and he is in the Bronx. And he is saying if anybody wants to give any kind of donations or help in any kind of way, people in the Rockaway, contact him, and his number is 347-614-9370. And you can go to him, or he'll try to come to you to pick up whatever it is that you would like to donate to help the people out in Rockaway. Again, his number is 347-614-9370. That is Rob Vasilakis, also known as Simply Rob.
Yep, and just to, you know, we talked about this earlier in the broadcast. The New York City Marathon was up until a couple of hours ago, scheduled to happen in New York on Sunday. And there were a lot of people who said that, you know, that the marathon runners should actually reinvest in the community instead and cancel the marathon. And that was happening in drips and drabs, but the community's outcry led to the New York City Marathon being canceled on the grounds that people in the community felt that it wasn't a great use of police and first responder time to be managing a marathon. And I think also there was an issue with big, huge generators being used to give electricity to a tent that people, I guess, on the marathon, they're running the marathon, would actually use instead of putting it where people actually need it for medical reasons and otherwise. So Rob, who's a great leader in the community, is kind of getting some of his runners and marathon buddies together, and they're going to go ahead and make an impact, which is, you know, it's exactly what I expect from somebody like Rob, is to go out there and hit people with community initiatives that matter. So Rob and Grita Poetas, thank you so much. I know I'll find out more about what you guys are doing, and we'll update everybody tomorrow in those regards. But we really, really thank you for giving us that update. And I think that's about it. We have 2 minutes exactly on the clock. I want to bring Vanessa on real quick and just say goodnight to her. Vanessa, how are you, Vanessa?
Hey, how are you?
I just want to thank you again for all your updates. It's been very, very helpful. You've really helped us bridge the gap with New Jersey, who, you know, we don't have a lot of – we have some friends in Jersey, but we don't have a lot of friends in Jersey. But we do have a lot of we have a lot of listeners in Jersey, and it's really important that we have New Jersey was hit so much harder than New York in so many different ways, so it's very important that we have information for the people in New Jersey who are going through this as well.
Absolutely, and like I said, I'll try to be on, you know, the next few nights as well with you all for the 2 hours. If anyone has any specific requests for New Jersey, I'll do my best to look it up online and get it to them. Or they can email me at vacevedo14@yahoo.com. That's vacevedo14@yahoo.com.
Absolutely.
And I'm online constantly. So if you email me throughout the day with a special request, like I said, I'll check it and I'll do my best to get you the information you need.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody for listening. The people in the chat room, I know there's not too many people in the chat room right this moment, but it's been a rotating circulation of people who are getting the information they need and running off to do something with it. I'm seeing all the blog posts and everything everywhere. Ariana, all the people labeled as guests, if you ever come back to the show, you could actually log into Blog Talk Radio and become a member. That way you can get updates on the shows after this is over. And that's all I have for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you here tomorrow night, and as long as you need us, okay? Thank you so much. And
good night, everyone.
Here we go.
Respeta, respeta, respeta.